That's winding this puppy up then.
Yep.
5, 4, 3.
It's episode 272, and we've got plugins for detecting ad blockers, Google spreadsheets, bookmarks, scheduled posts, and BuddyPress registration. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great south coast of British Columbia, enjoying the dog days of summer now that my kids are back in school, I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, enjoying the dog days of summer up here. It's beautiful, 18 degrees, sunny, balmy, beautiful days.
Nice. We had a great weekend. I spoke at WordCamp Los Angeles.
I saw that on Facebook. How'd that go for you?
I packed room. It was great.
Nice.
Had a lot of great response. A lot of fans of the show came up to me and talked about what they liked about the show and some of the plugins they were looking for. So
sweet.
It was a really great experience. I really appreciate everybody that came out. Met a lot of new people that weren't even aware that I did a podcast or anything like that. A lot of people just saw the description of the talk I was doing and had no idea who I was. So it was a really great experience. I really appreciate Adam Silver and all the guys over there that did all the volunteering. It went flawless as far as the technical aspects of everything that I did during my talk. And it was great. I think I got the bug now in terms of speaking. So I'm going to probably do a few more WordCamps. Maybe by the end of the year, if they're local or somewhere that I can get to. But I think I've got a good deck. I've got a good pitch and speech about membership sites. So I'm going to keep honing that and refining that and continuing that and see where it takes me.
Sweet. Well, congratulations to you.
Thanks.
And of course, we got the usual stuff done right off the top. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button, and especially in the iTunes store, leaving us a review.
Yeah, those iTunes store reviews, even if you don't use iTunes for your podcasts, for your aggregate, if you do have an iTunes account, we would just appreciate you taking a couple minutes, going on over there, looking up WordPress Plugins A to Z, and leaving us a review, no matter what it is. It doesn't have to be 5 stars, but we would appreciate that. It does help us to maintain our rankings within iTunes, helps us stay right there at the top, and brings a lot more people to the show.
Absolutely. And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix it when it's broke, for the most part, or doing a lot of consulting these days, helping people plan out their websites to make sure they're not wasting their money down the road as time goes along. So if you need either of those, feel free to pick up the phone. Give me a call at 818-850-7729.
Mm-hmm. It's a great service. Everybody should take advantage of it. And I just want to remind everybody, you can go to membershipcoach.com, and when you sign up, instead of $97 a month for the enrollment fee, if you use coupon code WPAZ, which is WordPress Plugins A to Z, you can get 33% off, which actually will bring it down to $67 a month, and that's totally worth it. So head on over to membershipcoach.com and use plugin, use promo code WPAZ.
Too much plugins on the brain. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's a great deal, folks. You could learn a lot from Marcus about membership sites. Okay, and this moment here is where we thank our donors. We don't have any donors over $50 this week, but we would like to thank the donors that came in under $50. You know who you are. Thank you very much. Anyone 50 or under gets acknowledged as donating. Over 50, leave us a message. We'll read it out here on the show for you.
Yes, and we do have one piece of news, which is that Managed WP was purchased by GoDaddy, and the community freaked out.
It did, sort of.
Okay, so A, I don't know why you're freaking out, because you should be using CMS Commander anyway.
Yeah.
And B, I sat right next to Vladimir at a dinner this weekend. Vladimir is the one who programmed Managed WP.
I think I interviewed him a few years back.
And yeah, and so he's moving his whole family to California.
Nice.
And people need to stop freaking out because he's got it under control.
There's nothing to freak out about. I if you use WP Manage, it's probably going to manage to work just well, just fine. If you don't use it, don't worry about it.
Everything's fine. I mean, I met with Mendel Kerlin and Jeff King, who's the general manager over at GoDaddy. Went to a dinner that was put on by Mendel, and everything's fine. I don't know why everybody's freaking out. So don't freak out. It's okay.
Yeah, and we do have one other piece of news here today. WordPress 4.6.1 dropped last week. That is a relatively important update. If you haven't done it or any of your sites didn't do it automatically, get in there and get it done because there were some security fixes done during the update that are very important to be repaired. So
yeah. Yeah, just make sure all those point releases actually you should be updating
if you've already broken the ice
in terms of 4.6.
Yeah, well, even if you hadn't, there's a couple of big security fixes in the 4.6.1 drop.
Excellent. Yep.
All right, and that pretty much wraps us up there. Oh, well, would like to say, folks, at this point here, we would usually have something, feedback from our listeners, something from SpeakPipe, or if you're so willing, you can pre-record a plugin review and submit it to us. Hey, feel free to do all that, especially drop in to our website and go into the bottom right corner there and click the button and record a SpeakPipe for us. We'd greatly appreciate it, and we'll play it on the show for you.
Yeah, people seem to like that, so keep it up.
Okay, that pretty much covers all that. I guess we get to dive right into meat potatoes this week, eh?
All right, let's do it.
All right, then, off we go. Okay, the first plugin I've got this week here is called Detect Adblock. And I've got kind of mixed feelings about it, whereas I know advertising is important to websites. Some websites, it's their main source of income. And I also know that advertisements are an annoyance when you go to websites. Some websites overdo them to the point you abandon the site because it's got so many. Some websites have a few, just enough to, you know, to support themselves. But we've been hearing a lot these days about ad blockers and how to get past ad blockers and what people are doing. Well, this plugin here, what it does for you is detects when someone arrives at your website using an ad blocker, and then it blocks their ability to view your website unless they turn off the ad blocker for your website. And it's a very nice plugin. It's relatively easy to set up. You just turn it on, go in and adjust the message you want to appear, and when people arrive at your site, if they're using ad blockers, you can politely say, hey, you know, we depend on ads for such and such. Please turn off your ad blocker to view our website. You can, with the plugin, allow for exceptions, such as logged in users or certain types of visitors. It has several settings in there for allowing for exceptions. Looks to be a pretty decent plugin. I would check it out if you depend on advertising in any way. You might want to check something like this out. So anyway, it's called Detect Adblock, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. I'm going to talk about something that is really cool. It's called Inline Google Spreadsheet Viewer. And so any of you out there that use Google Sheets in terms of collaboration, you're going to like this one. This one embeds public Google spreadsheets, app scripts, CSV files, or whatever, in WordPress posts or pages as an HTML table or even an interactive chart if you want to make a chart out of it. Now, what's really great about this is that it's not like you're embedding the spreadsheet in the document, in the page, and then everybody can edit it. It actually just takes the results. So I find this really cool because then you can edit on the back end, and then whatever the results are, then you can populate that to a page. Now, some people, if you do client stuff, then maybe there's something that they want to use a table for, and you might want to keep them out of WordPress. This is a great way to share a Google spreadsheet on the back end that they can then edit, and then people can actually see it. Now, here's another application for this. Let's say you're doing something in WooCommerce and you use some middleware like Zapier to take all of your existing orders or new orders and populate them to a Google spreadsheet. Well, maybe you want to put a secret page on the back end for your warehouse in terms of the fulfillment and the shipping information and things that they need to send out. Password protect that page or something like that, just to keep that away from prying eyes. But that's absolutely another way that you can do it. So it's called Inline Google Spreadsheet Viewer, and I gave this a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I have actually a couple other ideas. If you're a sports stat nut and you run a fantasy football league or something and you got spreadsheets you're always working with, this is a great way to share it.
Yep, you're a runner, so you can use that for
running another thing.
Your running times.
Anybody who uses spreadsheets, such as my wife, this is a really great tool for sharing that spreadsheet information if you're going to share it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
So check it out.
Okay, the next one I've got here is one that helps solve one of the problems that's starting to occur with many WordPress websites, and that's dealing with mixed-use content when you add an SSL cert to your site. Because, of course, over the years, if you start out without an SSL cert on your site and you add one, you'll have links throughout your site that will be hard-coded for the non-HTTPS. And you'll need to change that information. That's what this plugin does. There's another plugin that sets SSL. What this one does for you, it's called Remove HTTP, and it removes the HTTP protocol from all links so that all links in your site are protocol neutral. So no matter what protocol is called on your page, whether it's the secured or the unsecured, it always has the correct link. It seems to work relatively well. It's pretty straightforward. You just turn it on and activate it, and you're done. So, of course, you know, it's a really great plugin, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out. Remove HTTP.
Right. One thing, John, that I've been doing a lot of lately is scheduled posts. So everybody knows what that is, I think.
Yeah.
If not, it is where instead of just publishing live, you change the date and time of when you'd like to publish the post, and technically, it should post it right then. However, depending on your host, sometimes it might miss the schedule.
Yes.
And this plugin will fix that.
Okay.
It is called Scheduled Post Trigger. And what it does is it checks the post to see, or checks all the posts to see if any scheduled posts have been missed. And if so, it publishes them. So you just have to make sure that your time zone and everything is set in the settings general section. And this one will do the rest. So it worked really well for me. I'm going to use this on my podcast sites and other places that I rely on published content. And I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I've had that problem in the past with some websites where I schedule the post and I'll check in. Oh, it missed the schedule.
Yeah, it's weird how it does that.
It has to do with the way WordPress cron jobs work.
Mm. Well, this one's a good fail-safe mode.
Yeah, this
so
is a great
check
fail-safe.
It out. Schedule post trigger.
Okay, the final plugin I've got here today is called Highlight Bookmark Manager. This was sent in by one of our listeners out there. It was sent in by Patrick Hong, looks to be one of the developers on the plugin. And it's a pretty great plugin. And what it helps you do is encourage interactivity on your website from your users. It allows people to highlight a passage or a sentence or a word, and it highlights it in yellow, and then allows them to share that highlight into an account that you've got to get set up with the Highlight Bookmark Manager guys. And then you can then easily share that information through social media. I've actually installed it up on the WP Plugins A to Z site to see how it works and see if we can encourage a little more interactivity. We'll see how it goes over the next few weeks. If it doesn't pan out, we'll remove it. But at the moment, it looks like it might be pretty interesting. So at any rate, it's a pretty great little plugin. It could encourage some great interactivity on your website and encourage people to share and save information, thereby bringing in more visitors. Check it out. Highlight Bookmark Manager, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
That's cool. I like that. All right. Finally, one thing that I've been experiencing with a lot of different membership sites is a lot of times we will use BuddyPress Yes. To integrate into that so that we can do things like forums and feeds and groups and all kinds of stuff like that. But the thing is when you use BuddyPress, it's a little wonky in terms of how the registration process is and integrating somebody in there so that they're automatically populating their photo, you know, their avatar picture and some of the other things. This plugin is called Better BP Registration. It stands for Better BuddyPress Registration. And it replaces the standard BuddyPress registration process with something that's split into different steps. And it explains a little bit more about what it needs and provides a really a higher level of convenience and makes it a little easier to understand. So check it out if you use BuddyPress. This may be an intriguing way for you to improve your registration process. I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, BuddyPress's registration process does often need some improvements.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's it. I covered up in this episode.
Did you?
Find my tongue one more time. Detect AdBlock plugin, which I gave a 4 to. The Remove HTTP plugin, which I gave a 4 to. And then the Highlight Bookmark Manager, which I gave a 4 to. And they're all tongue twisters today.
Yes. I talked about inline Google Spreadsheet Viewer. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. Scheduled Post Trigger gets a 4 out of 5. And we just discussed Better BP Registration, and that gets a 4 out of 5.
All right, and a little bit of promotions here. This one here, I'm still sharing this with Heritage Acres BCCA, a really great organization here in Victoria, which helps to preserve the heritage going back to the 1800s, farming heritage. One of the great things they do is the threshing weekend, where they bring out the old steam-fired threshing machines, and they show how they actually used to thresh wheat. Quite interesting event that occurs here. That and many other things they have there, blacksmith shops and a forge, a woodworking, all of these things available if you become a member. So if you live in the Victoria area, check it out. If not, just go check out their website, and eventually they're going to start selling off some of their surplus stuff. So if you're into heritage items, there will be a whole lot of things coming up in that over the coming months. Check it out at heritageacresbc.ca.
And just a reminder, go to membershipcoach.com, use promo code WPAZ. You can get 30% off. And before we leave, I also want to give a shout out to one of the fans of the show, Tyrone, that I met this weekend at WordCamp Los Angeles. I'm sorry, Tyrone, that they hit your car in the parking lot.
Oh, that's a bummer.
hopefully your insurance covers that. But otherwise, it was really great to meet him and hear about how he liked the show. So, hello, Tyrone, and thanks for coming up to me this weekend. I really appreciated meeting you.
Yeah, it's always great to hear from our listeners. Feel free, folks. Remember, stop into the SpeakPipe there on our website. Leave us a message or send us an email from the website.
Yep, we're ready to receive it.
All right, and the usual reminders. Please, if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate you taking the time in the iTunes store to leave us a review. Good, bad, indifferent, just all of them help. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you go to their website, stop in on a show page and leave us a comment there. We'd greatly appreciate that too.
Yes. And remember, we have Patreon. We have all the different ways that you can donate to the show. Remember, that goes right back into the show. It doesn't go into our pockets. We do transcriptions of the show. We do a lot of other things around it. And eventually, we're going to start coming out with ebooks and things like that for the people that regularly contribute. So
there's another bonus. I've got a couple of plugins that I've forked off being in development now, and I thought about it and what I'm going to do with them. Is I'm going to put them up on our website where people can buy them, but the listeners to our show will be able to download them for free.
Oh, that's great.
So,
excellent. All right. Well, how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at marcuscouch.com, membershipcoach.com, and on Twitter at marcuscouch.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.